Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Email Maine's Morning News via the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM@BlueberryBroadcasting.com. McLaughlin Seafood. Prices usually lower than the grocery store. Freshness surpassed by none.
Email to us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox.
You've got mail.
At WVOM@BlueberryBroadcasting.com from Bob, who writes concerning Kerbal and Kerbal accountability. Who oversees this guy's employment? Talking about the Reverend Kerbal from St. John's Episcopal, who made the comments at the faith gathering yesterday. He should be fired immediately, reverend or no reverend. His violent rhetoric is absolutely not true. Obviously not true. John Featherson of the Maine Wire. I misspoke yesterday in crediting the suggestion that Immigration and Customs Enforcement needs a public service announcement or a campaign. I attributed it to Mr. Shattuck. It was actually you that shared that on Maine Wire TV. I apologize. I regret my error and greatly appreciate the chance to apologize to you live on the radio this morning.
Will you stop? We don't have to apologize. You don't have to apologize. It's a team effort at the Maine Wire. You know, yeah. we work together as a team, and that's why we're so successful, because we are a team. So, but hey, always a pleasure to start my Friday morning with you guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Giddy up, we'll say.
Giddy up, yeah.
And I don't know if a public service, who plays public service announcements anymore? And who pays attention to them? I think ICE needs more of a campaign, similar to what you suggested. But where's the scene of an ICE agent, what did I say, using the bolt cutters, snapping the lock off the big compartment and rescuing the kid out of the from a life of child sex trafficking? Where is that? Where is that moment?
Well, you bring up a great point, and we're really exposing here out of this tragedy. And listen, it is a tragedy when anybody loses their life in Biddeford. I mean, it's a tragedy, and we can never lose sight of that. But what you're talking about with this reverend this morning, or, you know, a little bit of breaking news on your show this morning, I have an 11 o'clock meeting this morning with the mayor of Biddeford.
You do?
And I'm going to challenge. Yes. Yeah. And I'm going to challenge.
Did you hear us talking about this two mornings ago? We did Wednesday morning? Whatever. Because we were struck by the word had in the sixth line of that proclamation. And we saw you outside Biddeford last night talking about it. The guy's going to meet with you?
His staff reached out to me yesterday and said, you know, can you come to Biddeford City Hall today at 11, you know, this morning at 11 o'clock? And I responded, I'll be there. So I'm going to go and, you know, respectfully challenge him on, like, you really think the federal government, which is a veiled, you know, thing of saying Donald Trump, sent these federal agents to your city to kill this man? And because words matter. And, you know, Rick, I've told you before, I was a longtime local elected official. I've done, I don't know, a dozen proclamations over my years. And as I said yesterday on Maine Wire TV, you write it, you have somebody read it, you reread it, you have another person read it, and, like, is it, you know, like, especially with me, you know, is it spelled right? Is it formatted right? You know, you look at it, because when you make a proclamation, you're making a, you know, a binding statement to your community to say, like, this is what we are, this is what defines our character in this community. And for, you know, the mayor to put, you know, had federal agents come to Biddeford to kill a man, I think it, you know, there needs to be some justification for that word.
Liam LaFountain, we surmised, either did it unwittingly or intentionally.
I'm leaning towards intentionally. So.
And if so, was it to try to appease those who would be so angry they would come to the Biddeford Council meeting, which they moved to the school, but still, there were a lot of empty chairs there.
Yes, there were a lot of empty chairs. And you know what strikes me even now, Rick, is, you know,
a skateboard? I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. No, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. No,
we do. Hopefully we don't run out of time, because we do have to talk about that as well.
Yes.
But, you know, what strikes me is it's now been, I'm doing my math, 11 days since the tragic shooting in Biddeford. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, the city was, you know, full of protesters and, you know, and a lot of angry people, and justifiably so, because nobody supports a peaceful protest more than I do. But now you drive through Biddeford and it's like, you know, it's like it never happened, you know. the flowers are dying at the memorial. The signs that, you know, that all have profanity on them are all still laying in the park. They haven't cleaned those up. They haven't removed the, you know, the concrete jersey barriers now. And now it just kind of looks, you know, like, wow, look at all this garbage and litter. And it's like, you know, was the mayor trying to fan the flames? And the flames have kind of, you know, flamed out. And, I'm just struck by, you know, you're talking about this reverend and his words. You know, words still matter, don't they?
They should.
And yeah, I understand he's mad, and I understand he's angry, and he's, you know, frustrated and sad, and I think we all are. But you got to be careful what you say, because, you know, there used to be consequences, and it doesn't feel like there's consequences for this stuff anymore.
We're talking with John Featherston, one of the hardest working people in digital media in Maine, with The Maine Wire, online at themainewire.com. And if you can afford to lose an hour of productivity at 4 o'clock this afternoon on your other job, go ahead and watch Live Wire. I call it Live Wire because I think, well, I'm sure
that, I like that.
I'm sure it's already taken and you probably can't get away with it. I didn't get a chance to mention a few moments ago to remind people that, at least according to the Department of Homeland Security, there have been a 1,300% increase in assaults, a 3,100% increase in vehicle attacks, and an 8,000% increase in death threats against immigration and customs agents nationwide. And those are old stats. I guess you could look at every single sign that says death to ICE and you could count another one there. But I wondered if the Reverend Jarrett Kerbel, I wonder if he considers the men and women who put on the body armor and do the job that they're tasked to do, I wonder if he considers them one of their own. Because he says Guerrero was one of our own. I don't think he knows about Cascio, Camacho, and Stratard. And I don't think he takes into account the job that ICE is trying to do. Because someone's got to do the job, John.
Yeah, you bring up great points there. I mean, and, you know, the selective outrage is the one thing that really gets me, is because, you know, they're both good conversations that I think, you know, society needs to have, but they kind of ignore, you know, oh, don't pay attention to that over there. Let's only focus on this. And it's, you know, when I'm sitting in Biddeford the other day, and, you know, I did a lot of stuff in Massachusetts over the years, and I know Senator Ed Markey, and I'm like, is that Ed Markey? Like, what is Ed Markey doing in Biddeford, Maine?
Yes.
You know, so I go up to him. I'm like, what are you? And, you know, you have to know me. I'm like, this is a pretty far drive from Maryland, because he doesn't live in Massachusetts. He's a senator from Massachusetts, but he doesn't live in Massachusetts. And he just kind of looks at me and he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, I was here to, you know, look at the ICE facility. And I'm like, in my mind, you're just here to fan the flames. You're just, you know, that's what you're really here to do. You're not providing leadership when America needs leadership right now, and you're not trying to, you know, get all sides of the story. You're just trying to politicize this. And I'm like, and, you know, we want to disband ICE. Okay, if you want to disband ICE, then let's just reopen the border, you know? And ICE does a lot of other things other than, you know, immigration control. They do so much other stuff. We're just going to, you know, we're not going to worry about sex trafficking anymore. We're not going to worry about, you know, drug trafficking anymore. I mean, you know, like I said, words matter. We have to dismantle ICE. Shelley Pingree, you know, screaming, we have to dismantle ICE. Well, what's the plan then? You know, I could make the case this morning on your radio program that Maine is pretty lawless state, you know, like, because the state police turns their head the other way about, you know, triad weed in rural Maine. They don't look at that. We have, you know, district attorneys who don't believe in crime. We have in Biddeford, where an old man gets whacked by a skateboard and it's 12 days later and charges haven't been, you know, filed on this guy. And I can't even get an update.
Wait a minute. Know? Words matter. Words matter. So you just said old. You're not old. Holy cow. You're the spryest guy. We're not kidding when we say you're among the hardest working people in digital media in Maine. What is the deal with the skateboard, the perp that whacked you? And then we're still waiting for justice here.
Well, you know, I was in Biddeford, as you know, yesterday, and I'm going back this morning to meet with the mayor. But I was like, okay, since I'm in Biddeford, let me stop by the police station and get an update on my case. You know, like, oh, yeah, there's no update. Oh, can I speak to the officer? Oh, he's off today. Okay, fine. You know, that makes sense. He's off today. But can I talk to somebody else? Nope. What do you mean, no? Like, I want an update. It's been days since I got whacked. Has the guy been arrested or anything? Nope, we have no update. So, here we are. You know, if I was a Q cute little reporter from a, you know, progressive liberal media outlet, you know, this guy would probably already be in jail. But because it's me, the conservative, you know, reporter, like, we haven't pressed charges against this guy. We haven't arrested this guy. We haven't talked to this guy. I can't even get an update. Like, what's going on here?
We're glad the MPA finally released a statement following the slashing of, was it tire or tires outside of that peaceful protest?
Tires.
It was plural. Holy cow. We're glad the MPA finally made a statement.
It was kind of vanilla, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. As my wife would say, when we put food down in front of the kids when they were young, you get what you get and you don't pitch a fit. Are you satisfied you got at least that out of the MPA?
Yes, I am. But, you know, I think it took some pressure from Mr. Robinson and Mr. Pollard of the Maine Wire to put pressure on them to do it. I mean, right in, to your point, they did do the right thing, but I think it took a little peer pressure to do it. And, you know, and thank you for the statement. Absolutely. But, you know, Maine has its priorities out of whack from this guy's perspective right now.
All right. Speaking of whack, you're the guy that got whacked with a skateboard, and Bob sends a text message to us, and maybe this will be a piece of legislation coming before Augusta. This coming session, a 10-day waiting period for all skateboard sales in Maine.
I strongly support this message. I strongly support.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.